You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, our inheritance is in His will and in His new covenant or the New Testament, where we find what the inheritance is. Now, to find out what your inheritance is, if you've inherited, you usually have to go to an attorney's office, and they'll get everybody in there and they'll sit down, and then they'll begin to read off the last will and testament of whoever the individual is, and then it will begin to tell you what it is. Now, if you want to know what his will is and what you have inherited, then you've got to read the will.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Because of Jesus.
Colossians chapter 1, verse number 12, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness. Let's pay particular attention to the first verse 12, the first one we read. This actually is saying who has qualified and made us fit to share. Another one said that he has made us able. Another way to say it, he has given us the ability. For what? To be partakers. That means to take part in, to be a part of. Now, what are you going to partake of? What are you going to be a part of? Well, it says here, the inheritance of the saints of light. Well, if we're going to be a partaker of an inheritance, you got to find out what it is before you can do anything with it. Now, come in that door today, right now, and serve you or myself or anybody in here with a piece of paper and says, hey, you have just inherited an inheritance. That means you've just come into the possession of an inheritance. But there is nothing that you can do with that inheritance till you find out what it is. It may only be 50 cents, so you ain't going to do much with 50 cents. Or it may be 50,000 or 50 million. Just because you have inherited something and you have an inheritance, is no sign it's going to help you. You've got to find out what it is that you have to work with before get anything from the inheritance. Is that correct? So, as children of God, we have inherited His will. His will is what we have inherited. Secondly, we have inherited the new covenant. And everything that it says in that new covenant belongs to us. Now, our inheritance is in His will and in His new covenant or the New Testament, where we find what the inheritance is. Now, to find out what you're inheriting, if you've inherited something, you usually have to go to an attorney's office, and they'll get everybody in there and they'll sit down and then they'll begin to read off the last will and testament of whoever the individual is, and it will tell you what you have inherited. Now, if you want to know what His will is and what you have inherited, then you've got to read the will. read it. Read it. Now, there are a lot of people, they like certain portions of the will, so that's the only ones they read all the time. They especially like the portion, you know, where we've been healed by His stripes. They like the portion that tells them that all their needs have been met according to His riches in glory. And they like the portion about where then He tells them that He's going to come back and receive them again. You know, they get all excited about all these. That's great and good. Whole thing. There are some portions in this will that talk to us about right living, that talk to us about crucifying the works of the flesh, that talk to us about judging ourselves so God doesn't have. But we don't like to get involved with that because that doesn't have a good positive sound to it. And you know, all the people are preaching and preaching, you know, don't do anything with the negative, always be positive. Well, you and read what God has to say about judging yourself. Because that's positive. Because if you judge yourself, He's not going to have to judge you, and you're not going to go through any tribulation. He's going to judge you yourself. You're going to keep yourself from getting into a bad situation. I want you to notice in the Old Testament, if the children of Israel had followed what God had told them to do, they would have never ended up in any of their captivities. They would have never ended up in their positions where they had plagues come on them and all these kind of things happen to them. But they didn't judge themselves. They didn't do what God said to do. That's judging yourself, see? Amen. Now, you know what? You judge yourself all the time without realizing it. In line with the laws of this land. You see, you get out here on this street and you go down there at 90 miles an hour. More than likely, one of these men in a policeman's uniform going to stop you. Now, you are going to, if you're going that fast, you're going to have to appear in a court probably. Now, somebody is going to say, well, the judge sentenced me to years of community service and fined me $150. No, the judge didn't judge you. All he did was mete out what the law said because you judged yourself when you broke. You judged yourself when you broke the law. All he did was tell you what the law said your punishment was. And many people are always running around. They need to realize that you have judged yourself, and all that happens is that what the Word of God says happens. So on the other hand then, if we judge ourselves and don't get involved in these things, then the good part comes our direction. You understand what I'm saying to you? Now, as a Christian believer, all of us should begin the New Testament, and especially the epistles, were written for the church's benefit. And in this, it talks to us about what we have because of Him, because of Christ Jesus. They're called Because of Jesus. This is probably a portion of that book. But we need to now realize that we go through the Bible in the epistles and read the scriptures that talk about because of Him. So we would look for scriptures that says in Christ, or through Christ, or in whom, or through whom, or in Him. All right? There is some scripture that's going to tell you your inheritances through Him. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. That's through Christ, right? Is that what that scripture says? Now, I want you to notice, it said, I can do all things. Hello? Who did it say could do all things? Well, who is I? The person that combs your hair this morning. Put on your shoes. Put on your socks. You, yourself. I can do all... Oh, now, wait a minute. No, don't preach that stuff and get people all conceited. Oh, I'm not trying to get you conceited. All I'm trying to do is to tell you what you can do through Christ. I want you to notice it doesn't say through your own benefits, through your own ability, your own resources. It says I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Then that means that there's no problem, there's no mountain, there's no valley, there's no devil, there's no demon that can keep me from staying in line with God and living a victorious life with Christ Jesus. Is that right? Now, you can go through there and you can find all kinds of these expressions. One person said there's 133 of them. I don't know. I didn't go through and count them. So don't hold me 133 expressions of in Christ, through Christ, in Him, through Him, and so forth. Don't hold me to that. I don't know. I didn't go count them. How many of you have gone and counted them? Well, I don't see no hands, so I guess I'm as well-versed as you are in this subject.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put on All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's August the 18th through the 20th, Sunday through Tuesday, at Victory Life Church, Pastors Colby and Afton Johnson.
Then we're going to move down to Omaha, Nebraska on yes. August 21st through the 23rd. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, mm-hmm. at Faith Family Church. Pastors Tony and Jeanette Finley are going to be there. Hey, all of our Live in Faith conferences and all wherever we're going yes. to be, you can go to rhema.org and go under events, and you can find these and see where we're going to be.
That's right.
And we may, and the schedule's there, so if you find one that's close to you, come and visit us.
That's right.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.